While a lot of attention has been focused on those coming over the border from Canada, Canadians have noticed a new trend among those coming from the other direction. The number of American citizens or green card holders applying for refugee status in Canada rose sharply after the September 11th terrorist attacks. Between January and October of last year, 191 people filed refugee claims citing persecution in the U.S., compared to 81 in 2001. While no one can say for sure why there's been such an increase, it's believed to be the result of changes in U.S. law since September 11th. Lorne Waldman is an immigration lawyer in Toronto. He says refugee claims in the past were often frivolous, but that's changing.
We are seeing a few cases now of people who are either citizens of the United States or who are persons who lived in the United States for a long period of time and are resisting being returned to the United States. And in the context of that, they are alleging that because of either the criminal justice system in the United States and lack of civil liberties, or because of their ethnicity, if they're Arabs, that they will not be fairly treated. A lot of these cases, of course, arise in the context of people who are wanted in the United States for criminal offenses and who are being deported and also may also be involved in extradition back to the United States.
Now, I understand that you personally have taken on several clients seeking refugee status for the first time. Why did you decide to take on these clients now for the first time?
Well, because of concern over what we see happening in the United States, especially since 9/11, but not only as a result of 9/11, but I have one client who is of Arab background and is wanted in the United States, and he's very concerned that if he is returned to the United States after his charges are dealt with, he would, under U.S. immigration laws, be subjected to detention automatically and could be held for an indefinite period of time. And he's also concerned, of course, that they may attempt to connect his criminal activity to terrorism and things like that because of his background.
Do you think you can win these cases that you've taken on now?
I don't know. The jurisprudence in Canada has made it clear that there's a very high degree of presumption in favor of the judicial system in any democratic country, so I think it will be extremely difficult to overcome that presumption in these cases. Having said that, I've been involved in one case recently where I called an attorney from the United States to come up and testify about the grand jury system, and some of the information he provided was directly relevant to the fairness of the process in the United States because of the very broad powers that federal prosecutors have in your system, the sentencing guidelines, which have very limited discretion, and this type of evidence, which I wasn't aware of, will certainly be the type of evidence that I will rely on. Whether it will be enough to refute the presumption that the U.S. justice system is fair, that I guess that will be up to the immigration judges to decide.
When you say there's a presumption of fairness, what do you mean?
The basic concept is that our Canadian courts are not going to go and examine the justice systems in other countries. Our courts are going to assume that the systems are fair, especially if the country is democratic, so that a lawyer who seeks to challenge the fairness of the justice system in the United States or any other democratic country is going to have to present very strong evidence to refute the presumption of fairness.
As I understand it, there's only been one case where refugee status has been granted to an American citizen in the past.
That's the case where they talked about the presumption of fairness. Mr. Sadiakam was a member of the American Indian Movement. He fled to Canada from the United States. He was wanted, made a refugee claim, and alleged he wouldn't be fairly treated. He was accepted by the refugee board in Vancouver, and the Federal Court of Appeal overturned the decision and said that there was a presumption that the American justice system would work fairly, and it would only be that there would have to be compelling evidence to refute that presumption.
Thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Lorne Waldman is an immigration attorney based in Toronto.